lights jab at your eyes and the driving is monotonous. You've got the driving drowsies. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No-Doze. No-Doze has the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription. And it's not habit forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Come on, now start it to me. Sing me a song. Let's keep the music grooving. We're going strong.
Monitor the What's Happening sound of the weekend world. I'm Brad Crandall. Coming up shortly, America's first astronaut, Colonel John H. Glenn, Jr., who talks about the kind of gun legislation he'd like to see put into effect. Right now, Monitor Music, the free design, I Found Love.
I found love, didn't even know I needed it, but I found love, never even crossed my mind. I found love, at a garden never I found love, took an apple just in time. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all. I found sunlight and flowers, soft sun shelter. I can feel my heart touch my Adam's apple. I can feel a feather in my head. There is a light. Politeness, fingers, single tootsies, tap till dawn comes and finds me never in my bed. Love didn't even know I needed it, but I found love, never even crossed my mind. I found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing. I found love in the fall, and it did not hurt at all. I found sunlight and flowers, soft summer showers. I can feel my heart touch my Adam's apple. I can feel a feather in my head. There is a lightness, politeness, fingers tingle, tootsies tap till dawn comes and finds me never in my bed. Had a garden, never weeded it, but I found love. Took an apple just in time. I found love in this world, and my heartstrings just unfurled. I found love in the spring, and I did not lose a thing. I found love
got boring, romance had taken flight,
but now we're so adoring,
since our toothpaste is ultra bright. Wow, ultra bright entered our lives. Wow, ultra bright changed our whole lives. Our dazzling smiles now reveal
the lovey-dovey way we feel.
Ultra bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
Ice cream, hot dogs, cotton candy. Yes, your family's going to get messed up this summer. Why not be prepared? Bring along some wash and dry. You can wipe hands and face any place with a wash and dry towelette. Then instead of feeling sticky and icky, you feel clean and refreshed. Smart people clean and freshen up any place without soap and water with wash and dry. Shouldn't you?
My guest on Monitor is America's first astronaut, Colonel John Glenn, Jr. Welcome to Monitor, Colonel Glenn. As chairman of the Emergency Committee for Gun Control, would you say the legislation the committee is proposing would in any way jeopardize gun ownership by hunters and sportsmen?
No, I tell you, a good place to start on this might be to let me tell you just a minute what the legislation we seek is not.
Okay.
Because it is not, and I repeat, is not an attempt to take the weapons or guns away from hunters or sportsmen or skeet shooters or people that want a weapon in their home for protection or businessmen. This is not an attempt to take that away. It's a means of, all we're trying to do is get a means of controlling weapons so they're not put into the hands of undesirables, of ex-convicts, people with mental problems, people who have been convicted of felonies, aliens, minors, people who should not have weapons. And this group comprises a goodly part of the people who commit crimes with guns and commit murders with guns. So this this is certainly a move in the right direction in controlling this violence that has no control right now. The thing that you mentioned, NRA, and what they keep saying all the time cross-country, which is not true, is that this is a first step in an attempt to take the weapons away from everyone.
This is the camel's nose theory.
And this is not the case. I'm a sportsman with a gun myself. I like to hunt. I have six different weapons at home. Four of them have been gifts, but I have a .22 target pistol, and I have a hunting rifle, I have a shotgun, and then I have some .22 rifles that the family uses occasionally for target practice. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of fun with these things, but I keep them under very close control. And I don't see why anyone should hesitate to do the same thing. We think there are three points that will help control this gun traffic and help bring it under control and cut down on these needless deaths by weapons. One, no mail order sale of guns. This allows the irresponsible just to order and receive anything through the mail. Even a man who was convicted and was on death row awaiting execution received one of these in the mail because someone, as a joke, a very poor, sad joke, had sent his name in and ordered it at the penitentiary. This is on record. So mail order sale of guns should not be permitted, we feel. Number two, if a man wants a gun, then he goes down and applies for a license. And at that point is where he is screened to see whether he is one of these undesirables that we mentioned that should not have a weapon, whether he's a convicted felon or mental case, alien, a minor, or whatever. Anyone else who is not disqualified for one of those reasons automatically will get a license. Then when he goes to buy a gun, he registers that gun, the serial, the type weapon it is. He's responsible for it, just as I'm responsible for my automobile with a license plate on it, or I license my dog because I'm responsible for that dog, and that's all we're requiring on this. We think this is very reasonable legislation, and we're willing to support any legislation that encompasses those three things. And the president's current bill, incidentally, before Congress, does encompass these three things.
Mm-hmm. We'll hear more from Colonel John H. Glenn, Jr. on gun legislation in just a few minutes. The latest by Mama Cass, Dream a Little Dream with Me.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on. dreams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Coming up next, Colonel John H. Glenn, Jr. on gun control legislation. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
There's a nonprofit organization that wants to help you, Mr. Businessman. It wants to make a contribution to your business success by supplying your manpower needs with highly skilled, professionally trained workers. From sophisticated electronic work to mailroom clerks, Federation of the Handicapped can supply the service or worker. Phone 242-9050, extension 719 for details.
My name is Long John Neville, and I have a question for you. What's the shortest distance between two points of view? The answer, straight line. My early morning telephone show. So, if you have an opinion or question, call and add to the outgoing sound of the incoming calls on Straight Line, the Long John Neville telephone show, mornings, that's right, mornings from 5 to 6, right here on WNBC.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
At 12 minutes before the hour, Monitor continues with the chairman of the Emergency Committee for Gun Control, Colonel John H. Glenn, Jr. Well, Colonel Glenn, is there anything in the legislation your committee is proposing that would require a gun owner to demonstrate a capacity for handling it?
No, there's no requirement at all like that now, and there is none in the mill right now. No legislation I know of requires that. Actually, I think this would be a good idea, because I know I went through some of the NRA's courses when I was in my teens at summer camp, and these are among the most responsible, the finest courses I think a young man can have. They are they carry this thing of gun safety and gun responsibility to the nth degree, and it's an excellent program. This is what makes it a little incongruous when they don't carry the same thing further and help sponsor and help promote safe guns among adults.
You, as head of the Emergency Committee for Gun Control, have, of course, appeared before members of Congress.
Yes,
spoken on behalf of this legislation. Now, what about such things as, now, the NRA talks about delivering a huge volume of mail and has in the past done so in reference to gun law.
They have bragged, and rightly so, in the past that they can, turn out 600,000 to 700,000 letters within 72 hours to Congress, and they have done this in the past. And every time gun legislation has been considered, they've deluged Congress and made a very false impression of what the feelings of the American people are. We know from polls that 81% of the people favor stronger gun legislation, and even 65% of the gun owners favor this. So we know how people feel about it, but people cannot be apathetic at this time while there is interest.
Is it your view, Colonel, and the view of the committee, that legislation, in order to be effective at all, has to be at the federal level?
Yes, we think it does, for this reason. Some states do have good gun legislation, good gun control laws. In areas that have a good gun control law, the murder rate by gun is only half what it is in the states with lax gun laws. So we know this can be effective. But it's not as effective as it could be as long as one state has one standard, another state has another, where you can go across a state line and pick up a weapon and bring it on back.
Mm-hmm.
In the Detroit riots and the Newark riots, approximately 90% of the weapons that were confiscated came from out of state. So this shows what the traffic in guns across state lines can do. We're asking people to write to their congressmen, write to their senators, and express their desire for stronger legislation so that we can show Congress that what the preponderance of American thought really is on this. If people happen to not know their representative, we'd even be glad to take care of that for them. If they'll send us the letter and state their desires in this regard and their address to Gun Control, Washington, D.C., just send it to me, Gun Control, Washington, D.C., we'll even look up who their representative is and forward it for them up to Capitol Hill. So we can't provide much more service than that, I guess.
Thank you very much, Colonel.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Colonel John H. Glenn, Jr., now Chairman of the Emergency Committee for Gun Control.
It's your first day of vacation, and you're behind the wheel. The sun is sinking, you're bored with driving, and your eyelids are beginning to droop. You've got the driving drowsies. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No-Doze. No-Doze contains the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit-forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint with Chris Economaki, with action from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the refiners of world-famous Pennsylvania-grade crude oils. Chris will be along in just a moment, but first of all, let me ask you a question. Is your car's engine running like something doesn't fit? Well, you'd better change to a brand of Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oil. It's a proven fact that crude oils from wells in the Pennsylvania region produces oils of superior lubricity, or oiliness. Because they have a unique molecular structure, these famous oils last longer, make your car's engine run smoother. Follow the lead of sports car fans. For the good of your engine, insist on Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils. And by the way, if you are a sports car fan, get this. The Pennsylvania Grade Crude Oil Association, again this year, is repeating its offer of rally kits. Each kit has six big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 sanctioned rally scoring slips. To get a rally kit for your club, just send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania, zip code 16301. Now, here's Chris Economaki.
Thanks, Mel. Chevrolet wins the Domestic Manufacturers Championship. A.J. Foyt returns to victory lane. Ernie Durr doubles in stocks. Newcomers score three important victories, and France's former national champion dies in a flaming crash. These, the weekend auto racing headlines. Mark Donahue, driving Roger Penske's Chevrolet Camaro to victory at Meadowdale Raceway in Chicago, his sixth win in seven starts, clinched the SCCA manufacturer's title for Chevrolet in the Trans Am Sedan Series. Second in today's race, Peter Revson's Javelin, with Sam Posey Camaro third, Craig Fisher Firebird fourth, and Porsche drivers Tony Adamowicz and Fred Baker fifth and sixth. At Dayton, Ohio, Bruce Wolcup won today's USAC Sprint Car feature, leading Larry Dixon, Greg Weld, Wib Spaulding, and Cy Fair's Child of the Checker. But it was Sonny Yates who made the most money. The Hoosier TQ Midget grad picked up a $1,000 bonus for lapping the half-mile Dayton Speedway at a record 16.85 seconds. The Sprint Car Carnival showed Friday night at Lakeside Speedway near Kansas City, with Carl Williams the winner over George Snyder and Larry Dixon, with Steve Kenick escaping injury in a wild series of rollovers that carried his car off the track, over the guardrail, and out of the park. The wins by Walkup and Williams were their first in their respective leagues, with another first registered overseas in today's French Grand Prix at Rouen. Jackie Hicks, one of the youngest big-time drivers in action today, won the race for Ferrari, coming home ahead of John Surtees on Honda, Jackie Stewart and Matra Ford, first-timer Vic Elford in Cooper BRM, Denny Holm, McLaren Ford, and Piers Courage in a BRM. The rain-swept race was marred by the death of 40-year-old Joe Schlesser, a former French national champion, in a fiery crash on the third lap. His all-new air-cooled V8 Honda overturned and burst into flames. Magnesium, of which both the engine and chassis were made, and the same material used in flash bulbs, burned intensely, claiming the life of the popular driver who was taking part in only his fourth Formula One race. IMCA stock car kingpin Ernie Durr followed up his July 4th Dodge victory at Topeka, Kansas, with another important triumph today at Des Moines, Iowa, this time over Remo Stott for Dodge and Dale Keeling for Ford in a 300-lapper. At Castle Rock, Colorado, today's Rocky Mountain 150 road race for Indianapolis cars went to A.J. Foyt, winless since last October, who led fellow Texan Lloyd Ruby, along with Jim Malloy and Al Unser to the checker, all in Ford engine cars. A history-making fifth was registered by Art Pollard in the STP Lotus Turbine, first time in five racing tries that a Granatelli Turbine has finished. Indy winner Bobby Unser, Mario Andretti, and pole winner Ronnie Bucknam all went out with mechanical problems in the accident-free race. This is Chris Economaki reporting.
Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania-grade crude oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania motor oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed is a regular feature every weekend on Monitor. Without love. Stay tuned for NBC News on the Hour. I'm Brad Crandall.
The winners take the station break. Don't turn your set off. Don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind. There's still lots more time. Good morning, Monitor.
A lot of people who start forest fires never even know it. A man can speed along a highway in beautiful wooded country. He can flick a lighted cigarette out the window and then get all the way home while that cigarette turns a beautiful green forest into an ugly black mess. Carelessness like this causes 9 out of 10 forest fires. Please remember, the forest is not your ashtray. Use the one in your car. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Wake up to what's happening with me, Big Wilson, and the WNBC News staff. Find out what New York newsmakers were doing while you were asleep. Listen, then call Plaza 78866. Make your morning part of the day's big event. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on WNBC. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.